Have you ever wished you were someone else? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Pamela Porter, who was on our previous show, who had low self-esteem from a porn addiction and always wanted to be somebody else.
I think that for most of my life, in the beginning through my teenage years, I constantly wished I was someone else, had someone else's family, had different parents. It was constantly just feeling insecure, unstable, and the thought would come, gosh, if I was just not who I am, if I could be someone else, life would be so much better.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can deal with this when we live in a society where everyone is doing a lot of comparing.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, in my past, I had a huge porn addiction before I knew Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, it exacerbated that idea, you know, where I would always be comparing, like, oh my gosh, look at this, the way this person looks, all these things. I would always be like never measuring up, and I wanted to be somebody else.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't look the way I looked. And it brought a lot of low self-esteem and just caused me really to be discontent with who I was. So I was always trying to be somebody else and find a way to do that.
Yeah. And I think TV has a lot to do with that. When you see famous people and they never age, or you see different things, you're like, oh my gosh, I wish I looked like that. Or I wish I was this way or that way. But I think for me, where it changed is when I realized who I was and my value. And I got that through finding Jesus Christ and realizing that God makes each of us so unique. I don't have to dress a certain way to stand out or be a certain person just to be different. I am unique in myself. And everyone listening to this program is very different and unique. And they're perfect the way they are.
And just because the world is trying to define beauty, it changes all the time.
Yeah.
God made you just the way he made you, and he thinks you're beautiful. The Bible says, I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God made you wonderfully.
Yeah, so look at God, because you were created in his image. Let's hear from Pamela after the break.
Real Life is made possible by people like you. We'd like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank you for your generous support. We couldn't do it without you. May God bless.
Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us once again is Pamela Porter, who was sexually abused at the age of 6 to 8 years old. And during that time, when she was 6 years old, she had given her heart to Jesus. But through the series of molestation, she started to feel guilt, shame, and wanted to commit suicide. She started to go through a lot of hard times. At 12 years old, she was introduced to pornography and became addicted to pornography. And because of the guilt she felt, she tried to commit suicide. And we're going to hear more from her right now. Let's welcome to the show, Pamela. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very grateful to be here to share my testimony.
Yes. So I understand that you started to spend many hours behind doors and no one really knew about it. How long were you doing this, and was it affecting maybe your grades, your friendships and relationships?
Absolutely. It affected every area of my life. I became more and more distant from my family, from my friends. I was pretty much what you consider missing in action when it came to that. I couldn't concentrate at work. I couldn't concentrate at school. It became to the point where it was compulsive, where it affected me in the middle of the day during schoolwork or in the middle of the day during a job. So it had very much so taken over, and I began to function abnormally. And now that I look back on it, I'm surprised that no one noticed. But like I said, I think you become a master of many masks and you learn how to hide it very well. But it definitely took over.
Now, did it affect your own self-image? Because when you're watching pornography, you're watching people who have had a lot of things done to their bodies. You're probably looking at men and women. How did that affect you as far as the way you felt about yourself as a woman?
Yeah. As a woman, period, it just made you feel low. I just felt low and dirty and unworthy. And because of this sexual abuse, I already had a low self-image. So it just continued. It just grew into something where, like, I didn't just not like myself. I hated myself. I hated how I looked. I hated how I was. And there was no type of love for the person that I was.
Right. And you, for a while, ended up just turning away from God because you felt like a hypocrite. You said, you know what? God hates me and I'm just going to turn from him anyways because I can't stop. And you went on this 3-year binge. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. I went away to college. And when I went away to college, even though I had spent my life in church, I pretty much told God, like, look, I'm done. I'm angry that you weren't there for me. Like, you knew I was a child. How could you allow this to happen to me? I'm not going to go around telling people I'm a Christian and I hate myself and I'm angry with you. And I just walked away from the Lord. And I'm so grateful that during that crazy time of my life where I really tried everything that I could, that God still loved me. And he loved me so much that one of my last years on campus, age 20, I was involved in a car crash that was fatal. Other people died. And it was in that car crash that God audibly spoke to me and said, the only reason you didn't die was because I still have a plan and a purpose for you. And that is what began my shift or my change or my turnaround to try to find my way back to God and honestly find my way back to myself because I didn't know who I was.
Wow. I can't imagine hearing the audible voice of God. And we hear that so much on our show that it's not just in the Bible where people heard the voice of God. You literally heard his voice saying he has a plan and a purpose for your life. And how did that accident and all that shake you and change you in that moment?
I mean, I literally did a 180. I left school. I came home and thank God he had a mentor assigned. And I really believe that she was assigned to me. I came into her life, kind of stumbled into her life. I was a mess. I was a wreck. And for the first time in my life, I felt like someone actually saw me and she knew that something wasn't right and requested that I start taking counseling sessions with her. And it was during those counseling sessions that everything, all the ugliness, all the nastiness, all the pornography, all the abuse just started to spill out. And I am so grateful for that time because it was through her counseling, through her mentorship, that I began to get healing that I never had in my life.
Now, you had a wake-up call, but the problem you had is you still had that addiction. It was like, okay, heard the voice of God. And for some people, they'd say, well, that's a wake-up call enough. You almost died in an accident. Just get rid of this addiction. But yet, you were still struggling with pornography, it had a hold on you.
Absolutely. That's why it's called addiction. You're doing what you don't want to do anymore. Addiction is when you are sick of it, you're tired of it, but now it has consumed such a large part of your life that you don't have power over it. And at the end of the day, there was a huge hole in me. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, pornography filled that hole.
Do you think that a lot of people who struggle with pornography have holes in their heart, like they're hurt from their dad not being there, their mom?
Absolutely.
You know, I think sometimes people, let's say if there's a married couple and the husband's doing pornography, the wife might think, well, I'm not good enough. Or maybe the wife's doing pornography and the husband says, am I not good enough?
Yeah.
I think they're missing something because like you said, it's not about that person being good or not. It's about they're filling up with something, but it's not
Absolutely.
God. And that's with any addiction, right? Where we're
Yes.
filling up on something other than God.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, my mentor taught me something that was very powerful. She said, it's hard to love someone with a hole in their heart. So no matter what you pour in there, no matter what you fill it up with, it's never going to be enough. And when she told me that, it was like a light bulb came on and I said, oh my gosh, that's me. I have a hole in my heart. God, I want you to fill that hole. I don't want to be empty. And once I started to fill that hole with the things of God, it brought closure. There were doors that were wide open in my life that hadn't been dealt with since I was a little child. So even though I was an adult, the little girl in me was very much so lost and bewildered, if you will, on the inside of me because I had never helped her deal with what she had to suffer through and the trauma she went through.
Wow. No. You know, there are people listening right now who are saying, listen, I'm addicted to pornography. No one knows about it. They may even be embarrassed to listen to this because they're thinking, my gosh, they're speaking my language. This is what I'm dealing with. What would you say to that person who feels like I just can't get rid of it? Even though I want to, I get rid of it, but I'm feeling guilt and shame and maybe God hates me now.
Yeah.
And some people feel like God hates them because they can't get rid of it. What would you say to someone right now, Pamela?
You know, the wonderful thing about our God is that he hates sin, but he loves us. And that is why we can receive his forgiveness. We serve a God that forgives people. But a lot of the problems with people that have addictions is that we have to learn how to forgive ourselves first. Yeah. Then you can receive the forgiveness of God. And so God loves you. No matter what you've done, no matter how bad you've been, no matter how many times you said, I'm going to stop, and you keep doing it, God loves you. And he wants to bring you to a place where you can love yourself. And so freedom is possible, and it's possible because the love of God is there and it does exist.
That's wonderful. And I appreciate you sharing. And if you're listening, you know, what I found with Pamela in this testimony is she turned to God. She filled herself up with the love of God. And she's running away from that addiction every day. It's a choice. Choose life or death. Choose God or choose whatever it is that's trying to fill that void. We're going to pray for you that God would set you free as he set Pamela free. Thanks so much for being with us, Pamela.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, pornography, again, is the biggest lie that's out there. People say, gosh, it's not hurting anyone. It's just my little secret, and it's not going to do anything to anyone. The truth is, it's going to harm us, the viewer of pornography, will be the one to suffer because you heard it. Low self-image, low self-esteem, to the point where it consumes your life. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in this in my past before Christ. So Lord, I'm praying for the listener who might be saying, gosh, I'm in that cycle. When I look at myself, I don't like myself. I don't even care about myself anymore. And I'm just in so much shame and so much guilt. And I don't even know if I can forgive myself. We're going to take that step right now. Lord Jesus, we just come to you. Help us. To the one who's listening saying, gosh, that's me. Help us to forgive ourselves. Mm-hmm. Jesus, we take a moment to forgive ourselves. Say it with me, my friend. I forgive myself. But Jesus, most of all, I receive the forgiveness that you give me. And I believe you died on the cross for me. Help me to understand the forgiveness and fill up all the reasons of why we might be addicted to those things so that we can be addicted to you by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.